Right now, the loudest noise you'll hear along the new Kickapoo Rail Trail is the mechanical growl of construction equipment. But soon the people in charge of the trail hope that will give way to this. The Champaign County Forest Preserve expects the first bicycles to be able to hit the trail in late August. When it opens, riders and runners will have a smooth, crushed limestone path from Urbana to St. Joseph. The 6.7-mile first segment is expected to be followed later by a longer link from St. Joseph to Kickapoo State Park near Danville. But besides the promise of a flat path free of cars, the trail also offers something else, a reason to ride between the half-dozen communities between its eventual endpoints, and perhaps the prospect of a few new businesses along the way. The trail has been talked about for years. It follows the old Indianapolis, Bloomington, and Western Railway line that dates to the 1800s and ran all the way to Ohio. The Forest Preserve District oversees the trail, and Planning Director John Hasselbring says the project started as a conversation among members of the private Champaign County Design and Conservation Group. But that was long ago, and St. Joseph Mayor Tammy Frühling-Vogus says that for years it sounded like little more than a pipe dream.
First on the radar, it was like, oh man, will this thing ever happen? Because it just seemed like it was so far out there. And matter of fact, I think a lot of people speculated that maybe it would never happen just because it seemed like, you know, a lot of obstacles in the way.
Hasselbring acknowledges it was a slow process.
They worked for many years contacting the railroad company and working to actually acquire the property.
But now the opening date, at least for that first segment, is in sight. So what will people see in here? As Hasselbring walks along the trail, he says that if you start in St. Joseph, you won't travel more than a few hundred yards before you hit one of the high points.
First highlight would be the Salt Fork River crossing. There's an existing bridge that the railroad used to use to cross the river. Pretty neat pedestrian truss bridge.
Heading west, he says, you'll soon be out in the open, gliding by farm fields. Hasselbring says the park district is paying attention to what grows along this corridor and what once grew there.
It also brings an opportunity for us to take a look at this existing rail corridor, look at some of the prairie species that existed here even pre-settlement, and do what we can to tell that story and help to restore some of those prairie plants.
Hasselbring says they include columbine and dwarf larkspur. But the trail's backers say its potential isn't just in providing a new place to ride, run, or walk. Other rail trails in Missouri, Wisconsin, and elsewhere have funneled customers to existing businesses and even inspired some new ones. Frühling-Vogus says businesses around the eastern trailhead in downtown St. Joseph should benefit.
Within the same block of the trail is we have a little coffee shop that also has ice cream, and we have two other restaurants that are right there and a very unique winery.
One restaurant is new. Abby Layden Rogers and her husband, Chef Ryan Rogers, opened the Wheelhouse this year and decorated its interior with the trail in mind.
Yeah, there's bikes all over the place. It's all bicycles.
She says they hope people who live at the other end of the trail become a big part of their customer base.
We thought we could serve our community and then also be kind of a destination restaurant for Urbana and Champaign folks.
The day when customers can pedal from Urbana to the Wheelhouse appears to be less than 2 months away. When building starts on the rest of the trail, though, is harder to say. Money is still being raised for the remainder of the Champaign County portion, and money for the Vermilion County portion is being held up by the state's budget impasse. Frühling-Vogus says most people she hears from are excited about the trail, but she acknowledges there are skeptics. For one, some say, given the state's financial difficulties, does the area really need a miles-long bike path? The mayor, who calls herself a fiscal conservative, points out a couple of things. Only about 3% of the trail's costs come from state money, and both those grants and the federal grants that cover the bulk of the costs are dedicated funding. They can't be used for, say, pension costs. And Frühling-Vogus says that if the money wasn't being used to help build a trail in eastern Illinois, it would be building one somewhere else.
I guess I feel fortunate that, you know, we're getting it here in our community.
I'm David Mercer, Illinois Public Media.